Title, The Whispering Woods. In the heart of the Whispering Woods, there stood an old cabin, its weathered walls bearing the scars of time. The woods were known for their eerie whispers and haunting melodies, said to be the voices of spirits trapped within the trees. One moonlit night, a group of friends ventured into the Whispering Woods, drawn by the allure of its supernatural reputation. Among them was Sarah, a thrill-seeker with a fascination for the unknown, and her skeptical friend, Matt. As they delved deeper into the woods, the air grew colder and the trees seemed to lean in closer, their branches twisting and contorting like skeletal fingers reaching for the sky. Sarah's excitement mounted with each step, while Matt's unease only grew. Suddenly, they stumbled upon the old cabin hidden among the trees, its windows dark and its door hanging crooked on its hinges. Despite Matt's protests, Sarah insisted they explore, her curiosity getting the better of her. As they stepped inside, the air was thick with dust and the smell of decay. Cobwebs clung to the corners, and the floorboards creaked beneath their feet. Sarah led the way, her heart pounding with excitement as she searched for signs of the supernatural. But as they reached the attic, they found themselves frozen in place by a chilling sight. An old gramophone sat in the corner, its needle scratching against a dusty record. The music that filled the air was hauntingly beautiful, yet filled with an underlying sense of dread. Sarah approached the gramophone, her hand trembling as she reached out to lift the needle. But before she could, the music stopped abruptly, leaving only an eerie silence in its wake. And then, from the darkness of the attic, they heard it, a soft whispering, barely audible at first, but growing louder with each passing moment. The voices seemed to surround them, their words indecipherable yet filled with a sense of urgency. With mounting fear, Sarah and Matt turned to leave, but the door to the attic slammed shut with a deafening crash, trapping them inside. Panic surged through them as they frantically searched for a way out, their hands shaking as they clawed at the walls. And then, just as suddenly as it had begun, the whispering stopped. The door to the attic swung open, revealing the moonlit woods beyond. With trembling steps, Sarah and Matt fled into the night, their hearts pounding with terror as they left the old cabin behind. As they emerged from the Whispering Woods, they glanced back over their shoulders, half expecting to see the cabin watching them from the shadows. But the woods were silent once more, their secrets buried beneath the eerie whispers that lingered in the air.